T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Mark Cerise, we're back live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. Get back to this Eagles and Foles stuff. Torrey Smith traded today as well. The 76ers lose last night. Ike, the last thing we spoke about on the air yesterday was Robert Covington.
Oh, that's not, man. That's not.
And I said that the Cove Club is back.
Yeah.
He's going to catch fire to end the season. And one of the first things I saw when I turned on the game in the second half last night was him pass up an easy dunk on a turnover fast break to take two steps back and fire a three.
Yeah. Yeah,
which
that's your boy.
Which he missed, by the way, because he was 0-for-10.
Yeah, that's your boy. That's your boy. And, you know, it's gotten to a point where I've given up. I can't get any type of joy out of saying, look at you, dude. Look at him. I get no joy out of this because it hurts the team.
Yeah, it did.
I would rather them win in spite of his poor shooting, which has been there since the ink dried on his 100-and-something-million-dollar deal he signed.
You know, it wasn't that much.
Or was it?
No, because it wasn't that many years. But, yeah, he got some cash.
Well,
he got some guaranteed coins.
It's an anchor around their neck like it was that much. That's how much it feels. You figured if he was an all-star player, 3D guy, that's what he would have signed for. Excuse me.
Yeah, it wasn't a good night. Listen, Joel Embiid also, again, man.
Well, Spike's been on this for a couple weeks now, and listen, his minutes he's playing, the amount of games he's played, it's the most he's ever done in his basketball career. High school, pro, or college. And so it's showing. It's showing. And he has to, I think part of it is, I guess I don't think anybody would complain if they gave him a night off. But I don't know how much that's going to help him. He's got to fight through this. Got to fight through this, man. He's a big man. And guess what? The only way you're winning championships is if you're playing at this time of the year at a high level.
Yep.
And that's what he has to do. He has to fight through it. So you don't want to see him do it to the detriment of himself where he's going to possibly injure himself. But, I mean, you can't go deep in May and June if he's not available to play.
No, or he's playing poorly. The one thing that watching it, he's a young player. He's going to learn. He's going to be fine, obviously. But as much as he likes to clown other players when he dominates them, he's also, it's easy to get under his skin and frustrate him. And it happened again last night. Hassan Whiteside, he didn't take his lunch, but he took a dollar from him last night. He went and bought a tasty cake with some of his lunch money.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
He lost that battle last night.
He did.
Yeah.
No, evident. I mean, and he got frustrated. He had another where Whiteside kind of baited him into a foul, and he ended up getting a technical. Whiteside did on the play, but it gave him four fouls early in the third quarter. Kept him off the floor for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. He has to. I don't mind the little one-on-one battles. He likes to, you know, sort of foster out there against these guys. I'm okay with that because I enjoy the competition. But he has to be able to respond well to it when it's coming back at him, right? I don't even mind him getting upset and basically jabbing Hassan Whiteside in the throat or near the throat area when they were running back up the court when they got technicals. I don't even mind that stuff. I don't mind him getting a little chippy. But don't complain about it. I don't want to hear... I'm not going to forget. I'm going to get it.
You also got to remember you have three fouls. And the second half just started.
Yeah, and you got to play smart out there on the court. But the Sixers' problem is, man, they just don't have anybody else that can get buckets. That can get buckets. And I'm telling you, Ben Simmons, the fact that he doesn't have a face-up game and there isn't a sort of a variety of ways for him to score, he really has to put his head down and get to the basket and jam it in there or flip it up there in the paint. When you're in a seven-game series, man, they're going to take that away from you.
Well, there's nights.
Now, you got to figure out a way, or they'll be swept. They'll be swept because his stat lines will be more like last night, 10 points,
there's
8 rebounds, 8 assists. You're going to need more than that when you get in the playoffs.
When the other guys aren't making the shots, there's nights like last night where Ben's lack of being able to score in a traditional way hurts the team.
Yeah.
And a lot of the losses are because Ben, frankly, can't score.
Which I don't fault him. It always points me back to Markelle Fultz not being available to play.
Fultz and the fact that Robert Covington goes 0 for 10 from the floor, you're probably not going to win that game because you need him to get some of those threes.
When Robert Covington has one of these nights, I think about Markelle Fultz not being available to play. Like, that's what's irritating.
Yep, you're right. Doug in Kentucky, back to the phones. Hi, Doug.
What's going on, guys? How are you guys?
How are you?
What's up, Doug?
I'm doing all right. Hey, listen, I got a couple things I disagree with you guys. One, the guy that reported a knucklehead that went right up to him, I don't care that he went up to him to ask him a question, but he already loaded the question saying the situation that's going on in Philadelphia. That's not right. There's no situation right now. Right now, as of right now, he's our backup quarterback. That's going to start next year. For that guy to come out and say the situation, he's already throwing a loaded question.
Yeah, but Doug, the situation is that he could be traded. I mean, we can sit here and we can act like that the possibility is not there. That's false.
By the Eagles, not from his family. He didn't walk into the office and say, I demand to be traded. As far as he's concerned, he's doing his thing. He's out on about.
You think his agent and Howie hasn't had conversations? You don't it's a possibility
sure
the agent hasn't said, like, hey, listen, he wants to be a starter? Really? You think that there are conversations that he hasn't had?
Yes, I'm sure he did. I'm sure his agent did because that's what agents do. But for him to go in there and say, I demand to be traded is not what's going on here.
Well, no one said that. Hold on, Doug. No one said that Nick went in there and demanded to be traded. No one said that.
And I'll let you guys, because you guys are going to have more time to talk. And I wanted to say this also. You guys are sitting there saying, I love the fact that we have these cornerbacks. We have a lot, which is great because someone gets injured. Well, I love the fact that Foles is here. He won us the Super Bowl. There's nothing wrong for me to want Foles to stay here. I don't care if he goes to Arizona or the Saints or whoever. Here's my point. Mm-hmm. As long as he's an Eagle, I want him here. When he's not an Eagle, I don't care. I mean, I like the guy. I don't wish him harm. But I'm an Eagles fan. I'm not a Foles fan. I'm an Eagles fan. And I would love for him to be here and be a backup quarterback for years to come if that's what he wants to do. I'm sure he's not going to want to. But for that guy to go up there and be like, the situation, he didn't cause any situation. Howie's smart, and what he does is great. If he trades Foles for someone, great. But would you guys trade Foles last year for a number one draft pick, knowing that fact that he was going to win a Super Bowl?
Well, that's the only loaded question today is that what you just said right there.
Exactly.
I'm gonna just say it because you came on, you criticized the reporter. So you don't think there's a situation where a backup quarterback that just won the Super Bowl as the MVP and has 1 year left on his contract, you don't think that that's a situation on any team in the NFL? That's not a situation.
No, it's not a situation on the Eagles.
Was Jimmy Garoppolo last year as Tom Brady's backup? Was that a situation?
I don't care about them.
But hold on a second. That's not an answer. Was that a situation?
I'm sure it was a situation. But my point is, here's my point, though. He went on before the Super Bowl and said, I am next year's backup quarterback. This is Carson's team. And that gets this. Well, that was before he won the Super Bowl. Why?
Yeah, because the circumstances changed.
I understand that. But at the same time, man, this guy is a man of his word. He's not going into that office.
It has nothing to do, Doug. It has nothing to do. Like, you're making this. Doug, just chill out.
Man.
No, it's not about reaching for anything. It's not about reaching. This isn't even a contentious situation. Doug, relax. It's been discussed by everyone except Nick Foles. Doug, I'll talk to you later, bro. You won't listen. Like, you're making this some sort of contentious situation that it's not. Howie answered this at the combine. Doug Peterson answered this at the combine. They didn't sound the way you sound. They didn't sound the way you sound. Nick Foles was sort of asked this by Jimmy Fallon. I believe it was.
No,
Jimmy Kimmel.
Kimmel, same thing.
And Nick Foles said, I'll let the agents handle it. I'll let my agent handle it. Like, it's no, like, sort of beef or anything like that. No one said Nick is mad. No one said Nick went in and demanded anything. What we're doing is basically taking these little nuggets that we get regarding Nick Foles, and we're basically drawing a conclusion that if the Eagles get the right deal, Nick Foles will be traded. That's all. Like, no one said Nick went in, kicked the door in, demanded a trade. No one said any of that stuff. You're assuming that he is perfectly okay with being a backup for the rest of his career. You're assuming that. You don't know that.
Well, he also said that he wants Nick to be back, which, hey, listen, it'd be great if Nick was back.
I don't think anybody's going to be upset if Nick Foles is back here next year. I don't think there'll be many people that's upset. Guess what? Nick may not be too happy about it.
Maybe he'll be fine. Maybe he'll say, well, there wasn't really a deal out there, so I'll be more than happy to come back. He's not going to say this, but he'll be more than happy to come back and be a team player and play when the team needs him. Like, but all we're trying to do at this point is take the available information that we have and try to figure out what Howie Roseman and the Eagles are going to do. From the information that we have, and that's Nick Foles pretty much not wanting to comment on it and saying his agent's handling it and he's not doing interviews, that and what's being put out there in the media by the Eagles or the agent, whoever else.
Yeah, and all it really says is it just, to me, confirms that there is a possibility that he could be moved this offseason. It doesn't mean he's going to be moved. The Eagles would still have to get the offer that they're looking for, that they feel comfortable with trading Nick Foles.
Agreed.
I don't understand why that's hard to understand. I don't see that as a bad thing, a good thing. I don't see it as anything. I see it as the Eagles being open-minded. They're sitting here trading guys left and right now. That ought to let you know that they're open to doing things that they feel like is going to make them a better football team. And guess what? The moment they trade Nick Foles for a certain pick, we'll argue over whether or not they could have gotten more or they didn't get enough. But in the end, you know what everybody's going to say?
What?
We got to trust Howie. They just won the Super Bowl.
I trust Howie.
That, in the end, that's what everybody's going to say. You know what the alternative is? Be mad at the team that just won the Super Bowl, who just gave you the happiest day of your life. That's the alternative. That's the alternative, right? You're going to be mad. It's not like in years past when certain players got moved and you can sit here and say, that's why you're never going to win anything. You got a bean counter upstairs. You got a guy who's not a football guy upstairs. You got a guy who doesn't know anything about football coaching. You're not going to be able to say that anymore when the Eagles make a trade or they release somebody that you don't necessarily believe they should have. What you're going to do is we're going to talk about it for a day or two, and then eventually we're going to say, you know what? I just got to trust Howie and Doug that they know what they're doing. Everything changed February 4th, 2018. Super Bowl champions. You see everything a little differently. You can get upset initially, but eventually you dial it back and you say, you know what? They're the Super Bowl champs. Let them do what they're doing. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
No, it's like people angry on Twitter right now. Like,
it's okay.
I don't know if you're looking at your mentions.
I don't look at my mentions. I live by that.
All right, good. Yeah, because people are mad. Yeah, you have no callers trying to start something like Curtis Palmino. You guys get no callers at the moment and try to generate some drama? No, a reporter asked Nick Foles about the situation in Philadelphia, and per the reporter, his face lost color, he was a deer in the headlights, and he wouldn't comment and said he's not doing interviews right now. Do I think that's newsworthy? I do. In Philadelphia, I do.
I don't see where that's drama.
Like,
that drama.
Like, it's a possibility he's going to get traded. Mm-hmm. And if he does get traded, we will react to that. If he doesn't, we'll react to that. I love Nick Foles. If Nick Foles is back next year, I'll be like, it's great they have some depth.
Dude, until this draft comes and they get past this draft without trading Nick Foles, trading Nick Foles will be discussed until he's not traded.
Yep, there's going to be rumors, and there's going to be rumors.
It just will.
And there's going to be rumors.
I'm just sorry. People need to get over that, man. It's not anything personal against Nick Foles. And Nick Foles wouldn't be the first great player, beloved player that's left here.
All right.
It is what it is.
If you think we're reaching, 888-729-9494. If you think that, no, you guys are, you're right. What you're saying about Nick Foles.
Trading Carson Wentz is trying to create drama.
Yeah, we're not
talking about trading Carson Wentz is trying to create phone calls and generate phone calls.
Like, I'll tell you this. We can do a show without phone calls. I don't need to pander to people to try to take phone calls. Phone calls are a big part of our show, sure. But I'm not making up some nonsense and taking a side of something so people will call in. I want good conversation on this.
I think it is good conversation.
Love it.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of this stuff.
Team. What do we want to do? Talk about trading Ron Darby?
Yeah, that's for next week.
You want to trade him?
Or that's for also coming up. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.